we were going through the customs of Chatan, and there appears some kind of custom that when the Chasen comes, the Chasen and the Kala come to get married, we remove all knots from them. So I spoke to a rabbi this week at a wedding, and he was discussing one custom with the Chasen. And I said to him, okay, do you also remove all knots from the chasen? Because I had something up my sleeve. I meant so then make him take off his tie. That's also a knot. If you're going to go with this customs, then you can't wear a tie. So it turns out that I don't know of people who do this, but I heard there are Hasidish communities where they do this. They don't have any knots on them. I don't know. They take off their tzitzis too. That also has a knot, right? So there's some kind of concept that the knot is something that kishuf, some kind of sorcery, can affect. And it could be it can be harmful to the chasen and kala. So there's this custom that chasen and kala don't have something with a knot. I've never seen this custom done. There's a custom that the chasen wears a kittel. He wears a white garment for his wedding day, just as we wear it on Yom Kippur, because the chatan, his wedding day is like Yom Kippur. He gets atonement for all his sins. So therefore, he wears the white garment like Yom Kippur. The first year after his marriage, there is a custom, some have the custom, that the chatan does not wear the kittel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the reason is because he already had his Yom Kippur this year. He already had his atonement day, and 1 year is enough. So even though he fulfills Yom Kippur, but this aspect of wearing the white garment the first year is unnecessary, which is an interesting concept. Although the white garment is supposed to remind us of death, but you don't spend your whole life thinking of death. If you did it one day a year, you don't have to do it again on Yom Kippur. So the chatan who did it on his wedding day doesn't do it that year on Yom Kippur.